Could you just kind of describe to me as well as you can in layman's terms, what is this fracking technology that we're hearing a lot about these days?
Fracking technology is basically taking some very dense rock that things don't move very well in and putting pressure generated by fluids down there that causes the rock to literally fracture or break into many, many, many small pieces. And then it pumps some sand in there to keep those breaks or fractures open. And that allows the gas, which couldn't move otherwise, to move into those fractures and then to move to a well and be brought to the surface.
And this gas that you're releasing, I guess, is thought to possibly be a huge new source of energy for the country.
The interesting thing from a geologist's perspective is that these shale beds that they're fracturing were long understood to be the source of oil and gas, but the stuff left. And nobody would think you'd look in these dense rocks to find the gas you're after, but lo and behold, there's plenty of gas there. It was just, how do you get it out? So the fracturing has allowed it to come out. And when you look at the volume of these shale beds and the amount of gas that's potentially there, we go from a couple of decades of natural gas reserves to almost a century of natural gas reserves. So you're right, it's a huge resource, assuming we can get it out in an effective, environmentally safe way.
And that brings us to the current discussion over this. We've already heard a lot of people voicing concerns, and I think there have even been some academic studies done that seem to indicate there might be damage, environmental damage, inherent in fracking technology. Others in industry groups, for example, will say there is not. And I suppose that's where you all come in. What are you going to be studying here?
Well, I think the initial concern was that if you're doing this fracturing underground, you're creating fractures that fluids can move. These fluids of composition that was relatively unknown will get into the groundwater. And so you're causing a disturbance that causes these fluids to move into groundwater, and people said, this is not good. Frankly, the first thought when you think of that, they're doing this 10,000 feet underground. And the groundwater, fresh groundwater, is only a few hundred feet underground. How in the world could something that deep get all the way to the surface? So you don't think it can happen, but that doesn't mean it doesn't. So we really want to look into this very hard and determine whether it's been documented that it did. Now, there have been cases where groundwater has been polluted in areas where fracking takes place. Question is, does it have anything to do with fracking, or is it just mishandling of fluids? Is it leaky casings? Is it faulty disposal of drilling products and things, as opposed to the fracking itself? And there again, that's what we're going to try to find out.
So how do you go about doing that?
We're going to look at every claim we can find in the Barnett in Texas, in the Haynesville in Louisiana, and in the Marcellus in upstate New York and Pennsylvania, where the real wild concerns are being expressed. All the claims have been made. We're going to map them in space. We're going to map them in time. We're going to see what was claimed. We're going to see what was investigated, what had been investigated and what has not, what the evidence was, and try to take each of these water, air, earthquake kind of issues and lay it out and decide whether the case had been made or not. And if more work needs to be done, which is almost certainly the case in scientific studies, then what should be the nature of that work?
For all the media coverage that fracking has recently received, I'm still not clear on exactly how common a practice it is. Are companies right now extracting a large amount of natural gas through this process? Or is this something that we kind of think is going to revolutionize energy down the road?
I think in Texas's case, it has, because the Barnett Shale was really the first big fracture process, and it really has produced a lot of gas. It added significantly to the national gas reserves. What's happened is that it has spread into Louisiana, where it also been underway and is producing significant amount of gas. The Marcellus, the biggest potential area up in Pennsylvania, New York, that area, is under development, but not anywhere near the extent that it is here, because there have been more concerns, more difficulties with regulations and water issues up there that have slowed the pace a little bit. But no, it's underway. It's also being used to produce shale oil now, because not only gas, but some of these shales also have oil. So up in North Dakota, there's an area where significant amounts of oil are being produced by the same fracturing process and putting oil from these very dense shales into production. So it's a new technology that's done both the horizontal drilling and the fracturing that's brought natural gas and oil to the market that we wouldn't have recognized 10 years ago. And if you really want to see it in action, go to South Texas, because the Eagle Ford Shale in South Texas is just a boomtown right now. I mean, there are more companies, more drilling going on down there than you can imagine, both for gas, but more importantly from some of the oilier parts of the Eagle Ford Shale, because oil is, you know, price of oil is very high, price of gas stayed very low. And so finally, to answer your question, probably not as much of that gas has been produced because the price has been so low that the incentive to produce a lot more hasn't come.
I really thank you for talking to me about all this.
My pleasure.